Hello, and welcome to Subverse News Podcast. Today we are going to be talking about a range of topics, including Japan has revealed human-animal organ implants, a North Korean soldier defects, an oil plant explodes in Texas, and Poland rids the income tax for those below age 26. Before we get into today's topics, make sure you follow us on Minds at subverse.minds.com, where you can find our articles, exclusive content, and our distributed newsroom. Also, you can follow us on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and Medium. Links are in the podcast description.
A Japanese stem cell scientist will soon have the approval to begin his experiments to grow human organs in animals. Hiromitsu Nakauchi, the leader of the research teams in Stanford and Tokyo University, has been working for a decade on growing human cells in mice and rat embryos and then transplanting those embryos into surrogate animals. The ultimate goal of the study is to produce animals with organs made from human cells that could be transplanted into humans. On July 24th, a committee of members from the Ministry of Education, Culture, Sports, Science and Technology granted permission to the University of Tokyo researchers to conduct a study to create human pancreases in rodents by using human-induced pluripotent stem cells, or iPS cells. Finally, we are in a position to start serious studies in this field after 10 years of preparation. We don't expect to create human organs immediately, but this allows us to advance our research based upon the know-how we gained up to this point, said Nakauchi. Before March, Japan, like many other countries, explicitly prohibited the growth of animal embryos containing human cells beyond 14 days or the transplant of such embryos into a surrogate uterus. Governments were worried such studies could lead to the birth of creatures that involve a mix of animal and human genes. However, after adjusting guidelines following consultations with experts that started in 2012, the creation of human-animal embryos that can be transplanted into surrogate animals and brought to term was sanctioned. It is good to proceed stepwise with caution, which will make it possible to have a dialogue with the public, which is feeling anxious and has concerns, says science policy researcher Tetsuya Ishii of Hokkaido University in Sapporo, Japan. According to Nature, some bioethicists are concerned about the possibility that the human cells might stray beyond development of the targeted organ, travel to the developing animal's brain, and potentially affect its cognition. Nakauchi responded to the concern saying, "We are trying to do targeted organ generation, so the cells only go to the pancreases. If they detect that the human cells exceed more than 30% of the brains of the rodent embryos, they will suspend the experiment." The details of the procedure go like this. First, the animal must be genetically altered so that it cannot grow a normal pancreas. Then, iPS cells are introduced into the embryos. The iPS cells are obtained by reprogramming human cells to revert to an embryonic-like state from which they can form other cell types. Finally, the theory is the stem cells will develop into a pancreas composed mainly of human cells as the embryo develops. In 2017, Nakauchi and his colleagues reported a rat that was unable to produce a pancreas received an injection of mouse iPS cells into its embryo. The rat was able to form a pancreas made entirely out of mouse cells. Nakauchi and his team transplanted that pancreas back into a mouse that was engineered to have diabetes. The rat-produced organ was able to control blood sugar levels, effectively curing the mouse's diabetes. Final approval from the ministry is expected next month.
On July 31st, at approximately 11:38 p.m., a South Korean soldier using thermal imaging equipment spotted a man moving south near the Imjin River, near the heavily fortified demilitarized zone between North and South Korea. The soldier noticed an unidentified object floating in the river via thermal observation devices, which was later confirmed as a person. Defense officials from South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff stated that the man was detained and brought to Seoul the next day for questioning. An official with the Joint Chiefs of Staff spoke with Yonhap News Agency, describing the man was a North Korean defector, stating, "The man is an active-duty soldier, and he has expressed his desire to defect to the South. Related procedures are underway." This is not the first time that a North Korean soldier has defected from the isolated country. In November 2017, a North Korean soldier crawled through thick fog at the South Joint Security Area, where North and South Korean military stand guard face to face. The man was shot at least 5 times by his fellow soldiers during his attempt to escape the Democratic People's Republic of Korea. While military defections do not happen nearly as much as they did 10 years ago, according to South Korea's Unification Ministry, a total of approximately 1,100 North Korean defectors arrived in South Korea last year alone. In recent years, it is relatively rare for North Koreans to attempt to traverse the heavily guarded demilitarized zone. The 38th parallel is a perilous strip of no man's land, with a variety of deadly obstacles, such as landmines, barbed wire, and military guard posts. Instead of heading through the demilitarized zone, many North Koreans opt to cross over the northern border into China, making their claims for asylum with South Korea from there. Pyongyang has often accused South Korea of enticing their civilians to defect, and even in some cases kidnapping them. Since the end of the Korean War, an estimated 30,000 North Koreans have fled to South Korea. This incident follows South Korea returning 3 North Korean civilians this past Monday, who had illegally crossed over the maritime border in a fishing vessel. South Korean officials stated that they thought the 3 wanted to defect, but the men instead chose to return to North Korea. Tensions between the North and the South are rising amid new North Korean missile tests and warnings from Pyongyang over South Korea conducting joint military exercises with allied nations, such as the United States. On Wednesday, July 31st, residents of Baytown, Texas, approximately 50 miles outside of Houston, were told by public officials to shelter in place after a large explosion and fire broke out at the massive ExxonMobil plant. The fire began at 11 a.m. in a facility that processes lighter hydrocarbons, such as propylene, propane, and other materials needed in the making of plastics and other industrial products. The company describes the plant as one of the largest refining petrochemical complexes in the world. According to EPA records from 2017, the plant has close to 68 tons of ethylene on site. 66 of the employees and contractors were examined by medical professionals, with 37 reported in need of receiving first aid for minor injuries. All of them were subsequently released. Large plumes of black smoke billowed into the sky above the plant, leaving officials from both the city of Baytown as well as ExxonMobil concerned about contaminants that could adversely affect the breathing of around 5,000 locals. The shelter-in-place order was lifted at 3 p.m., but city officials are urging residents to pay attention over the course of the next few days, after contaminants that were sent into the air begin to settle back down to Earth. Dr. Noreen Khan Mayberry, an environmental toxicologist, states that it will continue to be important to monitor air and water during and after the chemical fire, stating, "It's going to come down somewhere. Either the wind is going to push it up somewhere else and it's going to fall somewhere else, or it's going to dissipate and fall. Or it will fall in the same area. So that's something to keep in mind. That's why I always ask about wind patterns. How are we looking at wind patterns?" The fire was contained relatively quickly, with most of the flames being extinguished by evening. While the safety of those involved is of utmost concern, the fumes being put off by the plant played another role in the city telling citizens to shelter in place. After a close examination of the air quality, city officials took to Twitter, stating, "The shelter in place has been lifted. Air monitoring has not detected any level of concern." ExxonMobil spokeswoman Natasha Barrett spoke with reporters, saying, "We realize the people who live here in Baytown and other surrounding communities are worried. We understand that, and we've been working hour after hour to check on things, to monitor air quality." ExxonMobil released a statement on Twitter in regards to the incident, stating, "Our first priority remains the safety of the people, including our employees, contractors, and community. As a precaution, our industrial hygiene staff is conducting air quality monitoring at the site and at the fence line. We are cooperating with regulatory agencies." The other regulatory agencies, such as the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality, have brought in mobile units to help monitor the situation. Officials state that as of right now, no adverse environmental effects have been detected.
Starting August 1st, Polish youth will be exempt from paying income tax as long as they work in the country. The lower house of Polish parliament approved the measure introduced by the current Law and Justice, or PIS, party that would allow workers under the age of 26 to earn tax-free income. The objective of the law is to attract young workers who left the country, commonly regarded as the Polish brain drain, to return to Poland. Enticed by higher wages and opportunities in Western Europe, many young Poles have taken advantage of the freedom of movement allowed by the EU. Heather Rolf, the head of the Employment and Social Policy Team at the National Institute of Economic and Social Research, a think tank in London, told CNN, The research that has been done on young Polish migrants in the UK has highlighted that often young people leave as a kind of rites of passage. They will go to get away from their family to gain some independence. Prime Minister Mateusz Morawiecki said, "It's as if the entire city of Warsaw left. It's a gigantic loss. This must end. Young people must stay in Poland." Since Poland joined the EU in 2004, nearly 5% of the population has moved to work in other countries in the EU. The plan exempts Poles under the age of 26 who earn less than 85,528 Polish zloty, $22,547 a year, for the country's 18% income tax. The exemption seems to be a good deal, since about 2 million people will qualify and the average Polish salary is around 60,000 zloty, or $15,700 a year. The Independent found that the widespread emigration has led to skills shortages, with every third employer in Poland reporting a shortage. Those skills shortages are highest in the construction, manufacturing, mining, and transport sectors, according to the European Commission analysis. In the past 3 or 4 years, we started seeing worker shortages and realized that we need those people back, said Barbara Janowicz, who heads the Economics of Migration Research Unit at the Center of Migration Research in Warsaw. CNN spoke with Kinga Katowska, a 22-year-old corporate analyst who moved to London for study and stayed after getting a job in finance. Even though she thinks the government's offer is generous, she's not planning to return. "To make young people stay in the country, I don't think that's the way to go," she said. "It's about building opportunities and opening sectors which are attractive for young people at the moment." The tax exemption is one of the many welfare initiatives promised by the PIS. The government expects the welfare package, which also includes new benefits for families with children and bonus pension payments, to cost 40 billion zloty, $10 billion. Morawiecki insists the reforms are an investment in society and the economy. The law gained overwhelming support in the PIS-dominated Polish parliament, though it sparked some criticism too. Ryszard Petru, member of parliament for the Now Party, said in parliament that instead of making young people better off, the costly new law will likely lead to employers slashing wages, keeping the after-tax pay packages the same. And what will happen when they turn 26? They'll be made redundant because suddenly they'll be more expensive.
You can also get Subverse gear at our Teespring shop. All the links are in the description. Stay tuned for more content every weekday, and we'll see you next time.